Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows where we learned about scientific efforts to revive the woolly mammoth, the latest in military drone technology, and the mysterious Shroud of Turin. And you can listen to those programs and many more amazing Coast shows by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Throughout the night, we're going to have three special guests joining us. Our first is Dan Baldwin. He is the author, co-author, and ghostwriter with more than 60 published works, 50 under someone else's name. Dan discovered his psychic abilities late in life, calls himself a psychic on training wheels. A pendulum dowsing is his skill. He's part of the authors of Speaking with the Spirits of the Old Southwest. Hey, Dan, welcome to the program.
Hey, George, how are you?
Good. I'm looking forward to this. And how did you get involved in dowsing? How did you stumble into that?
It was a luck of the draw. I had felt a call about 15 years ago to find missing children, one of those calls out of the blue.
Yeah.
And I was trying different things. I tried tarot cards and scrying and a couple things. And I was at one of my favorite bookstores, and a woman there was, you know, working the pendulum. And I looked at it, and I said, I can do that. And I picked up the pendulum and pretty much self-taught after that.
And for people who don't know what it is, It could be like a dowsing rod, or it could be just one something on a piece of string, right?
Yes, people are familiar with the old witching stick, the old guy out in the woods looking for water or gold. It's the same principle. I use a rock on a string.
And does the rock have to be a certain size?
No, no. It's
just enough to sway.
There's no magic whatsoever in the pendulum itself. It's just a rock on a string. And it'll swing, when it swings to the right, that generally is a yes to your answer to your question. If it goes to the left, that's generally a no.
And who is directing the pendulum to move? Are you doing it? Is your psychic ability doing it? What's doing it?
It is basically the pendulum is a mechanism by which you can contact a higher power. basically, and I'm oversimplifying a bit here, but your conscious mind looks at the pendulum, and your conscious mind is in occupied. That frees up your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind talks to the higher power, and that's where the answers are. And the information comes from the higher power down to your subconscious, and your subconscious manipulates the pendulum through your fingers, through the muscles in your fingers.
Now, your paranormal abilities, Dan, came later in life, didn't they?
Exactly. I was about 50 years old when I first started, so I came to it very late.
Jeez. What took so long?
I'm just a slow person, I guess.
What was the episode that you realized, I've got it now? I've got this ability.
It started, I was working with a bunch of people. Rhonda Ho, our associate here, was one of them. We were looking for missing kids, and I was using the pendulum, and I was able to locate a few, and I said, well, this stuff really works.
Yeah, it really does. Do you hold it over a map and things like that as well, pendulum?
You can ask questions and get direct yes or no answers. You can also douse over a map, and I use all those techniques. But after you hit a couple of times, you realize that, yeah, there's really something to this. And I'd be the first to say that, you know, I'm not 100% accurate 100% of the time, but it does work. And when it works very well.
Oh, it really does. I would take a pendulum to a party, Dan, and I would have people answer yes or no questions, and I'd get a sheet of paper, and I'd put yes up and down and no left and right, and I'd have them zone in on the pendulum, so I'd have them think zero of nothing, and it would stop right in the middle. Then I would test them. I would say think yes, and it would start going up and down, and then I'd say think no, and it would go left and right. And then I'd say, stop, and they would stop. Then I would start asking them questions once they were kind of tuned in. And it was remarkable how the people, you know, subconsciously, I guess, the pendulum is moving. And, you know, they would think maybe you're tricking people and stuff, but you're not. It's really working, isn't it?
It's real. And, the pendulum dowser doesn't have to be the one asking the questions. And, in fact, in a lot of our work, Rhonda or Dwight will be asking the questions, and then I'll be responding with the pendulum.
Now, speaking with the spirits of the Old Southwest, tell me about this work.
About the book or the work?
Both.
Well, the book came out of the work. Rhonda and I, again, we were working together on finding missing person cases. And this was, we hadn't met. This was all done through the internet and through email and phone calls. And one day we decided, well, you know, let's get together. Let's meet face to face. So Dwight, Rhonda, and I met down here in southern Arizona, and we kind of hit it off. We discovered, in addition to our affinity for the psychic world, we discovered that we're also history buffs, especially history of the Southwest. And somewhere along the way, you know, the light bulb went off. Hey, why don't we combine our techniques and see if we can contact some spirits using their intuitive abilities plus my pendulum dowsing abilities? And we tried it in a ghost town called Cortland nearby here in an old jail building, and we actually made contact. And the first time out, we found a spirit who was earthbound, and we released that spirit. And we said, hey, this stuff really works.
It does. There's no question about it. And some of these conversations with miners, outlaws, and pioneers who still roam these ghost towns, were they the dead?
Yes, the people who had... who had passed on, and some have passed over, and some had passed over and come back, and some were afraid to cross over.
Now, we're going to meet later on the other two authors of the book, Dwight and Rhonda Hull. How did the three of you get together? How did you all meet up?
Again, we met just down here in southern Arizona, and I think we met at their house. And again, we just hit it off. And we decided to combine our abilities, and the snowball started rolling downhill from there. And somewhere along the line, we said, hey, we ought to write a book about this, and that was about 2 years ago. So we compiled some of our best cases and put this book out.
And what is it about the Old Southwest? Is it more haunted than other regions of this country?
Oh, no. It just happens that we live here, and we're... fascinated by the history of the Southwest. I mean, we are living in the middle of, you know, History Central, as far as I'm concerned. We're calling you today from Tombstone, Arizona.
Huh.
So we're in Ghost Central.
You sure are. Absolutely. Lots of movies done about Tombstone, to be sure.
Good movies, not necessarily good history, but definitely good movies.
Can you feel apparitions, Dan?
I cannot. Dwight and Rhonda are very intuitive. And like I said, I'm the psychic on training wheels, and my intuitive abilities are not quite developed as theirs are.
And talking to them soon.
Yeah.
They have had these abilities for a long time, and I'll find out from them. I've got to ask you, though, are they related to Bobby Hull, the hockey player?
Not that I know of.
Okay. That would have been cool, but that's okay. So you've been doing this. You've written a lot of books. You've been a writer as a ghost writer for a lot of people, too, right?
So my business card says ghost, and a lot of my psychic buddies get a big kick out of that.
Now, why did you decide to put your name on this book with them?
Well, it's a book that I'm actually writing. We're writing it for me and for Dwight and Rhonda.
Okay. But, I mean, you could have ghostwritten it for them, and nobody ever would have known. But I'm glad you did this.
Oh, yeah. I want people to know what we're doing, and we want people to understand not only what we're doing, how we're doing it, but the reasons behind what we're doing. Yeah, we are not what you would call ghost hunters. We are ghost conversationalists, ghost communicators, ghost talkers. We try to talk to spirits so that we can learn something from the spirits.
Are you convinced, with just the work you've been doing with Dwight and Rhonda, that the spirit world is the real deal?
Oh, there's no doubt about it, absolutely. Once you've had your first paranormal experience, you have absolute proof that there is life after death. The question then becomes, what do you do with that information? And what we do with it is we try to learn more. We're students.
Did you have doubts years ago about it?
Not really. I always suspected that, there was life after death.
What have you concluded, Dan, about what it is and why it is?
That is a big mystery. The one thing I have learned is that once you cross over, there are lots of options. There are many ways that you can go. And we're just now exploring and learning some of the different ways.
There are lots of different options.
But you can cross over, and apparently you can stay over. It's obvious from our research that you can cross over and come back. And some of the people that we have talked to have come back to help other people cross over.
Well, these spirits from the old Southwest, did they all die tragically? Is that what keeps them hanging around? What happened to them?
No, they died in the same way everybody else dies. Some died violently. Some died peacefully in their sleep.
Yet they still come around.
Exactly. We have we encountered a spirit not so much of the old Southwest, but he lived in the Southwest. He was a Marine who died in the Pacific in World War II, and he came back. And he came back to the specific night that he was married. So we encountered him in the middle of a party.
And do you find that they're friendly, peaceful?
You walk into a crowd of people, you're going to find friendly people, you're going to find peaceful people, you're going to find people who are grumpy, people who are angry. You run into the full gamut of human emotions. But mostly what we're finding is they're glad that there's somebody there talking to them.
Yeah, they seem to be at peace when that happens, aren't they?
Our approach is perhaps unique. We go in and we're not confrontational and we don't interrupt. We ask if we can come in. We thank them for allowing us into their space. And they seem to respect that for the most part. I think that's why we get so many positive responses. They just appreciate somebody being decent to them.
Have you come across, though, anything that you would call demonic?
No. We've only had one of what I would call a get-out experience, and that was deep, deep into an abandoned mine. And what we firmly believe is the get-out that we got was, hey, you guys, this isn't a safe place for you.
It's dangerous. They're probably trying to save you.
Exactly. It was a positive get-out.
Something.
We haven't encountered anything demonic, nothing really negative. We've encountered some grumpy people, some gripey people, some unhappy people, but... nothing dark. No, not at all.
Do you think that's because you've just been lucky, or is it the three of you that, you might be able to, put a barrier around you and protect yourself? What do you think it is? Why haven't you been hit by the demons?
Well, one, it's a matter of expectations. We go in, we're very positive people. We go in expecting a positive experience, and I think that is reciprocated on the other side.
Well, that probably could be.
I mean, you know, when you're walking into someone's house, if you walk in and say, hey, we're here, talk to me, what kind of response do you think you're going to get?
Yeah.
But if you walk in and say, hello, I'd like to sit down and chat with you, is that okay? Well, I certainly appreciate it. You're going to get an entirely different response, and that's the kind of response we get.
Do you get EVPs? Do you try to record these?
We try on every session, and for the majority of sessions, we get some sort of EVP, yes. And there, in our book, we have a link so that you can actually, when you read the book and you read the chapter, you can actually hear the EVP captured.
Great.
That's referred to in that chapter.
You know, and some EVPs are hard to hear, but clearly there's some kind of voice there.
Exactly. And the EVPs that that we utilize are what they call Class A EVPs. In other words, we don't put anything in the, that you link to in the book that you cannot fully understand.
And when we talk about the Southwest, Dan, specifically, what region are we talking about? Is it more than just Tombstone?
Generally, so far, Arizona, and primarily central to southern Arizona.
I was just in Scottsdale several weeks ago at a show, and it's a gorgeous area, but you can feel in that region, that state, there's something there. I can't put my finger on it, but there's some kind of feeling of energy or spirit. It's out there, isn't it?
There's a definite energy to this area. There's no doubt about it.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Work.